This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, guys, welcome to another special of Bear Archery's Hunting 101's Cook Wild, presented by our friends over at Camp Chef. It is the fall, which we all know that is hunting season. It's deer hunting season. We're spending a lot of time in the woods, but that also means that it's football season.
Football.
I love, dude, I get in trouble a lot of times because I watch football when I'm in my tree stand. Mm-hmm. And last year I actively messed up a deer that was trying to come in because Texas A&M scored a touchdown and I got mad and yelled.
I believe it.
So it happens. But so if I'm not out hunting, I'm spending time right here in the man cave, right here in the dojo. I've got two TVs. You can't see the other one, so I'm usually always watching football in here. And I'm a big game time football snack guy. Like, I like game food.
Absolutely.
And my wife knows that. Like, she'll text me like an hour before the game and she'll say, I'll have game food ready. I'm like, yes, you will. I like game food. I like eating while I watch the game. So we're here covering some game food for you to make out of your wild game. It's a Friday, so you've got Saturday for college football. You've got Sunday for NFL football. Give these game foods a try with your wild game.
Welcome to Bear Archery's Hunting 101 podcast, where hunters new and old come to learn and find inspiration from stories of hunts gone by. Everyone is welcome to enjoy the outdoor way of life, and there is no better time to start than right now. So let's head into the great outdoors with your host, Dylan Ray.
Guys, if you're a traditional archer and you have not checked out Three Rivers Archery, what are you waiting for? Three Rivers Archery is your one-stop shop for all things traditional archery. They have the largest in-stock selection of traditional archery equipment anywhere. Same-day shipping, very, very, very knowledgeable. Listen, I use Three Rivers all the time. If I've got a question on tuning, if I've got a question on broadheads, if I've got a question on brace height or anything like that, I use Three Rivers for everything. They know the products because they use the products. Three Rivers Archery is by far the gold standard when it comes to traditional archery. So guys, if you're just getting into traditional archery, I would encourage you to use Three Rivers as a resource for knowledge and understanding and growing and learning, and as a place to get all those products that you're going to be needing as you take this journey.
All right, Mike. So we are talking game food, football day game food.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of game day food, nachos, wings,
mm-hmm. All
cheese the good dips, stuff. Whatever. I like to just eat a lot, especially when we're playing bad. That's how I comfort myself.
I agree.
Which is all the time. So
yeah.
We're going to talk about three different kind of recipes that they can make with game food. One being, something to make with big game.
Mm-hmm.
One being something to make with dove. It's dove season right now. A lot of guys are out dove hunting. And then one to make with quail and or pheasant. So let's dive into dove poppers, kind of your appetizer of the day for game day. You're making dove poppers. What are you doing with it? How are you doing it?
So that was actually my introduction to game when I was younger. I remember going to an event and somebody...
Did they make them for a game?
It actually wasn't for a game. That was just somebody.
Man, that'd have been cool though.
It would have been cool. It would have been a great introduction. I should have just made it up for the story and just said, yeah, you know,
dude, liars always succeed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I couldn't bring myself to do it. So, but yeah, they were basically saying, you know, hey, it's not a whole lot of meat. So what we're going to do is just kind of bacon wrap it. We're going to put a jalapeno in there and some cream cheese and stuff like that. And we're going to elevate ours a little bit more than that. But
how do you elevate something more than bacon, bro?
I mean, we're just going to make it a little bit better. We're going to add some more seasonings into the cream cheese and things like that to make it a little bit better. But
so what are you adding? What are you doing?
I love ranch powder. I mean, who doesn't love ranch? You know what I mean? So add some stuff like that. We're going to add some more cheese into the cream cheese. Add some...
The cheesy cream cheese?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll add some green onion into there as well. Make it extra delicious. So it's going to be all fantastic.
All right, so you're just cream cheese in it, adding like sharp cheddar.
Yep, absolutely.
Colby Jack, cheddar. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Adding cheese to your cheese to make there it cheesy cheese.
We'll chop up some green onion, throw that in there as well. Add some ranch powder. So it's almost like a cheese ball going inside.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
That will definitely comfort me when we're losing.
Yeah, and then we'll use a barbecue rub on...
the bacon?
No. It's going to go on our game. You know what I mean? To give it some extra flavor.
What if you do like candy bacon?
We could definitely do candy bacon. You want to do that?
Oh my gosh.
We'll do the candy bacon.
I saw a thing and they made bacon... What'd they call it? Something twists. And they basically brown
twist
sugar,
up the bacon. Yeah.
Brown sugar, crushed red peppers.
Yeah.
Twisted that up and cooked it like that.
Okay.
My gosh.
This is going to be a whole new thing, like where you're trying to figure out how to name the chicken fried chicken. We'll get into that later, though.
Yeah. It was, what was it? Chicken. We made chicken fried elk, right?
Yeah, it was like a chicken fried steak, but we put chicken skin on top of it, and we're trying to figure out how to name it.
But it was elk, too, I think.
It may have been, but...
So it was like chicken fried chicken elk steaks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, we're not getting back on that conundrum.
No, because, yeah, that took a while.
Dove poppers for an appetizer.
Yeah.
Moving on, we've got two other game day. Oh, pretty much all game day food is like appetizer style food.
Yeah, and it can be. Obviously, so moving into, do you want to go the small one or the big one?
Small one.
Okay, so let's go into boneless wings.
But it's also
wings.
My favorite.
Yeah.
I'll throw down on wings.
Yeah. So we're going to do a boneless wing with quail. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fantastic because there's two different ways we can go about this. So we can do a dry brine or a wet brine. So if you want to do more of like a Chick-fil-A style.
First off, what even is that?
So when you're brining your meat, you're introducing all this flavor to it and help keep it more juicy. So if you want
to... So it's a fancy way of saying marinade?
Kind of.
Okay.
But if you want to do a wet brine, you can do it like kind of Chick-fil-A style. And that's where people will use like pickle juice.
Yeah.
So you let that soak in there for, you know, obviously quail isn't too big and you just... You even cut it down into the size that you want and let that sit 2 to 4 hours, something like that. And then by the time you want to, you know, batter it, we'll have a seasoned flour recipe set up for you guys and we'll make sure it's fantastic. But you'll basically take it out, get it ready. You can even double dip it, you know, in both of them, get it extra crispy. We'll have it ready to fry. You can even air fry it if you want to keep it a little bit more healthy. That's your thing.
No, it's game day food.
Yeah. So I'm just saying there's an option.
There's no such thing as game day food that's healthy.
We're sitting here like in a gym, essentially. Yeah. So I just thought, you know.
But it's game day.
Okay. Game day doesn't matter. So yeah, you just do whatever. So yeah, we'll deep fry it, you know, whatever.
Game day calories don't count.
Yeah. We could even make a special sauce, you know, if we want to have like a nice little dipping sauce, kind of like the remoulade sauce sauce is amazing. I mean,
which is kind of like a Chick-fil-A sauce.
Kind of. You could just
but better
drink it if you want.
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Chick-fil-A.
I was going to say, why would you?
That's
say
God's
that?
Chicken.
You're I setting me up that. For failure. Because
that's God's chicken. I can't. That's.
Yeah. So the dry brine is basically just making a bunch of dry seasonings together and you're seasoning it and letting it sit again for a little while. And then you're breading your chicken, frying it, and same thing. Keeps it juicy, nice and flavorful. It's not going to be your dry, you know, poultry that you're used to, you know.
Now, if you've never eaten quail, The moment you try it, you're going to become a quail hunter.
Hmm.
Because it's, if you like chicken, I mean, you're going to like quail. We, as a family, for several years, we did wild game Thanksgiving. And even the family that doesn't like quote unquote wild game, they would like the pheasant and the quail because it's just a really clean white meat, very, very, very much like chicken. So this is going to be a phenomenal way to, anything you would incorporate chicken with would be a really good thing to use quail and pheasant for, especially these kind of chicken, chicken wings, boneless chicken wings would be fantastic. So now something exciting that we're going to be doing from now on, we're going to be putting all of these recipes on the Bear Archery website. So go to beararchery.com and all of these recipes will live right there. So if you just want to look at the recipes and instructions on how to make them, just go to beararchery.com and there will be a section for all of the Cook Wild recipes. Mike's going to have to get to work and make all the ones for the past ones we've done, but you can go there and find all the recipes and how to make these. Now, on to the big one.
Yeah.
First off, before we dive into this, what is birria?
So birria essentially started out, you know, as this delicious soup, and it was more made with like goat or lamb. But the way we see it now in America,
need to go on a sheep hunt.
I mean, you can try, I guess.
Homeboy can't afford that.
Yeah. But now we see it more. You'll see tacos everywhere. Birria tacos, quesadilla tacos, things like that. Yeah, they're so good. So it's typically just made with beef, any kind of beef. I like to do it with brisket because it's fantastic. But it's beef that's simmered down with a bunch of, you know, like peppers and onions and seasonings, like all kinds of delicious stuff. Yeah. So I thought it'd be cool to do, since it's fall, it's getting cooler out, let's do a chili, but do it like birria style. You know, we'll add all these delicious peppers and onions and stuff into the broth. It's not necessarily just peppers in there, but we're going to add these peppers. We're going to blend them down so you kind of get like the pepper flavor that's like mixed into the broth. So it's going to be nice and thick. It's going to be smoky and it's going to be just delicious. So we're going to have like this, whether it's elk, whether it's venison. You could even do it with, you know, if you have boar or anything like that, you know, whatever you have, you could really incorporate into this beautiful chili and, you know, throw it on top of some, eat it as a bowl or throw it onto some chips with cheese or whatever you want to do.
So how does making birria, how's that process even go? Like, what's different from that than just, you know, making regular chili?
So what, so typically you will have like your meat cooking off to the side, you know, you can have like with your onion and your garlic and whatever seasonings you want. And then in another pot, you'll be, cooking, like rehydrating your peppers. You know, you'll have a decent amount of different types of peppers already. You'll even add, a little bit of some things, like cinnamon even, you know, which is kind of sounds odd, but you know, you don't get like this overwhelming cinnamon flavor, for example.
Yeah.
So once your peppers are hydrated, you'll take them to a blender with a little bit of the water, you know, and you can even add your things like your cumin and maybe a little bit of clove, things like that. Blend it up, strain it to where you're just getting like the juice instead of like some of the pulp from the peppers. And then you'll add that to your meat that's been, you know, simmering and is, you know, softened by this time. So if you're using, you know, ground venison or whatever you're using, you know, you can add that and your peppers are actually a thickener as well. So that's nice because it's going to make your chili nice and thick as well.
So you're not using like backstrap steaks, you're using ground meat for this?
So you could use either. So that's the beautiful thing about it. You know, there are different versions of chili to where you can either use ground stuff or you could even cube it up and kind of like simmer it until it's like kind of falling apart to where it's like shreds and then adding it to where you
like
almost have a
burn ends. But
yeah, exactly. But it's like kind of like a con carne kind of a style, you know, so it's beautiful. So there's different styles of chili depending on, you know, the region you live. You know, here, obviously, our chili is more of a ground meat, you know, kind of a chili. But if you're from, you know, New Mexico or something like that, your chili might be more of a chile, you know, that is more shredded meat.
Yeah.
So
curious because every time I've ever had birria tacos, like at the Mexican joint here in town or when you make them, It's kind of like a shredded steak.
Exactly.
And then you mentioned ground beef. So I was like, well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What are we doing here?
So it could be either.
So birria is not necessarily the style, the way the meat is cooked. It's, by that I mean ground steak, or, you know, it's the method of cooking it.
Yeah. And it's like the origin of how they did it. And I'm going to 100% on this, but to me, it's like, you know, when you think of goat, like I've had goat before and it's delicious, but there's definitely a taste to it, you know, which is essentially what we're talking about here. You know, it's like you're talking about eating things like, you know, elk, venison, things like that. And, you know, it's not necessarily the most ideal flavor to a lot of people out here. So when you go back to initially thinking about goat, you know, it may not have been what everybody wanted. So when you're making something like birria, you're adding, you know, your onions, your garlic, your peppers and things like that to maybe make it more palatable to people, you know? So when you had birria maybe as in its early conception, you know, it's like it was made to be palatable to people. So it's like more like, hey, this is for us to eat instead of just being like, we have to eat this. You know what I mean? It's like it's something you want to eat.
So it's almost like the perfect fit for people who don't like wild game.
Exactly.
Because that's what it was made to do.
Yeah.
Now, birria has become one of my favorite things to eat. Like, if I see it at a restaurant, it's what I'm getting.
Absolutely.
Now, it's also not super, super popular. I mean, a lot of Mexican restaurants aren't going to have it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a trend that is definitely taking off, but not everyone is doing it yet. Just like
suadero. It's like a really authentic type of Mexican food, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's not to say everyone's doing it a super, you know.
That's why Taco Bell ain't got it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Is Taco Bell the best Mexican food in America? Because if you go off of revenue generated by a Mexican restaurant, it's Taco Bell. You go off of locations in America, it's Taco Bell.
Well, that's a ridiculous question, though.
So obviously, but what else can you measure to say something else is better?
I mean, if you're going by sales, you're going to say, okay, so McDonald's has the best fries in America because they're going by sales, but that's ridiculous. You're just trying to set me up.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm just kidding. But birria is a very, to me, it's a way to impress people. Like, because when you have birria, it seems really fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems like a lot goes into this.
Yeah.
And so this is a way to like incorporate your wild game for somebody to be like, man, this is a real recipe.
And that's why, I mean, there's a lot of care that goes into it,
yeah.
You know? So that's why this is, and I think will be an amazing dish because, you know, there's some steps to it, but I think it's going to elevate what you're doing at home. And this is probably going to be a go-to recipe for a lot of people because it's not really hard to do. It's just, you know, there's some things that you probably haven't done or, you know, depending on the region you're in, you know, it's probably things that you might do all the time. But
call me crazy. Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to make a jalapeno popper, Juicy Lucy.
Okay.
And put birria chili on top of it.
I like it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That's game day food.
Some cheese fries.
If it doesn't make your heart hurt a little bit while you're eating it, it's not good game day food.
I agree.
Like, if you don't have to chase the food with Mountain Dew just so your chest doesn't hurt, you're not really doing game day right.
Or Pepto or something.
My friends over at First Form, the supplement company, they're not going to like this episode with how I'm talking.
Brought to you by First Form.
Brought to you by First Form. If your chest doesn't hurt when you're eating your game day food, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, Lord.
No, guys, these are some really fun ways to try and just impress your game, your game buddies. I'm the type of guy, I lock myself in the garage. I don't want anybody watching the game with me. I want to be completely alone.
Because of the yelling.
Yeah. And the rage. But if you're the type that likes to have a lot of people over, these are going to be great ways to impress them. If you're like me and you just like to sit in solitude and consume your weight in wings, then these are some really cool ways to incorporate wild game into this Saturday or Sunday's game day feast. So guys, give these a shot. But as always, thank you so much for listening. And again, head over to beararchery.com to get all of these Cook Wild recipes from here on out moving forward so that you can try them at home. Tune in Monday. I should have told Mike not to move because it's important that he doesn't move because two of the brand new 2024s are on that wall right behind you. And on Monday, Mike's going to move, and you get to see those new bows. So tune in right here on Monday to see all the new bows from Bear Archery. It's going to be a banger of a year on their release. You're going to want to see them. You're going to want to shoot them. So tune in right here on Bear Archery's Hunting 101 to hear all about the new bows next Monday.